morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, July 12th, 2023. The Berlin Senate has approved the draft for the new budget for 2024 and 25. In both years, expenditures of roughly 39 billion are planned. For comparison, this year spending is projected to be at 37.7 billion. Numerous forecasts predict rather weak economic growth. In the area of real estate transfer tax, Berlin must expect significant losses due to the slump in the real estate market. By contrast, revenue from sales and payroll taxes are expected to rise. However, inflation is the main driver. To prevent Berlin from sliding even deeper into debt, the Senate is activating reserves of 4.6 billion euros, which have not yet been used. The state's mountain of debt remains virtually unchanged at around 66 billion euros. The largest block in the draft budget is the individual budget for Berlin's districts. Here, the Senate is estimating around 10.8 billion euros for 2024 and as much as 11 billion for 2025. Some districts had recently vehemently demanded more money, so as a result, the districts were promised an additional 100 million euros per year. The second largest single item is the budget of the Senate Department for Education, Youth, and Families, with 5.4 billion euros in the coming year alone. Accordingly, about 3.5 billion have been budgeted for the area of science, health, and care. One of the priorities of the new Senate is the digitization of the administration. An additional 43 million euros is to be provided for this. An annual increase of 5% has been agreed for the budgets of the universities. In the area of the interior, funds have been earmarked for more personnel. Over the next 2 years, 205 additional positions are to be created in the police force and 92 in the fire department, despite the fire department's request for 733. Yesterday, the Berlin Senate decided to use the arrival center for refugees from Ukraine at the former Tegel Airport until at least the end of June of 2024. Accordingly, the last extension option is to be December 31st of the same year, and the decision also applies to the use of emergency accommodation in the halls next to Terminal C. In addition, an offer launched on July 1st to promote the social and cultural participation of refugees is also to be maintained as long as Tegel is used as a housing site. With the decision for the extension, the Senate is reacting to the, quote, still very tense accommodation situation for refugees, unquote, which requires the continued use of the former airport. The background is the complicated supply situation. Dissolving the arrival center would mean that the Senate, together with the districts, would have to create around 5,000 places in a very short time. But that is hardly possible at present, given the tight housing situation in Berlin. The Senate nevertheless renewed its decision to create one or more other locations for a sustainable accommodation center that would be available in the long term for the arrival, registration, distribution, and initial care of all refugees. For this purpose, the Federal Real Estate Agency has again been asked for support. Currently, more than 3,000 people are staying at the Tegel site for longer than 3 days. Good news for U-Bahn passengers. The U2 is expected to return to normal service on August 28th after months of restrictions. Traffic on the U2 at Alex has been restricted since October. The company Covivio is building a high-rise building there, and due to the construction work, the neighboring tunnels of the subway sank several centimeters. Since then, trains have been running between the Zehnefelder Platz and Klosterstrasse stops only on a single track in shuttle service. And instead of the usual 5-minute intervals on the U2, they only run every 15 minutes. Repair work on the damaged tunnel has been underway since March, during which liquid cement was pumped into the subsoil to stabilize it. The work is being carried out at the expense of Covivio, and the company paid in advance, and the repair costs are estimated at around 10 million euros. Berlinale have set out changes to the program structure for 2024. The section Perspektive Deutsches Kino, or Perspective German Cinema, will be dissolved, and up-and-coming German films will be presented in one of the other existing categories. The integration is intended to enable greater international awareness for debut and second films produced in Germany. In addition, Berlinale series will reportedly not continue as an independent program series. Instead, audiences will be able to see selected serial formats as part of the special gala in 2024. This is intended to put an even stronger spotlight on exceptional series. The Berlinale directors also mentioned that the structural changes are required for budgetary reasons. So the total number of films is to be reduced from 287 to about 200 as a result of the restructuring. After two pandemic-related exceptional years, the Berlinale celebrated its comeback as a presence event in February of 2023. If you like our podcast, you can simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back on Friday. Thanks for listening.